Big show today, but let's not waste any time getting it started. It is Congressman Richard Hanna. Good morning to you, Congressman. How are you today?
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Mike, rather. I'm sorry. How are you, Mike?
That's okay. First and foremost, wanted to talk a little bit about some of the promises made by the new congressional class, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But, of course, everybody's thoughts and prayers right now in Tucson, Arizona, and the shooting that went on there Saturday. Just a couple of quick questions. First of all, what kind of security is provided to Congress people when they're, I guess you could say, off campus?
Well, for example, right now I'm in Williamsburg, Virginia, at a retreat. There are about 80 congressmen and women here. And the Marines are here, and there's Capitol Police. And everyone feels safe and quite comfortable.
Okay.
I don't think it's extraordinary, but it seems adequate, and everyone is quite comfortable.
Okay. What have you told your staff in wake of these shootings?
A couple of things.
Okay.
In the district, because we have three new offices opening, we called the police in each community and told them where we are and gave them our address. And I just asked our staff to be a little more alert, be a little more aware of their surroundings, and just take a little extra caution. But this senseless act seems to be, by all accounts, completely isolated and random, and so I don't think that there's any reason at all to believe that there's any danger for anyone else or their staff other than might have been there naturally or normally.
All right. Let's switch gears if we can, and thank you for your comments on that. I know it's not an easy time for you, Richard. Let's talk a little bit, if we could. First of all, congratulations on being sworn in. We haven't spoken since you've actually become a congressman. We can drop the term elect now.
Right, right. Although Richard works for me, I'm not really excited about having a title. Never had one before.
Okay.
But it was fine. It was a wonderful event. My wife and my two children came down, and about 60 friends showed up. It was quite a crowd down here. I was surprised, but a lot of people are invested in this race and the future of our community and the country, and it was an honor and a privilege to have them all there, and we had a nice dinner, and now I'm just looking forward to the job. It feels like I've run for 3 years to get this job, and all along, all I ever wanted to do was do the job. So I'm right exactly where I want to be, and I'm happy about that.
We're talking to Congressman Richard Hanna, and that segues nicely into the question about doing the job. And I almost had to chuckle when I read this article that I'm trying to find a date on here. January 6th was the date that I grabbed this off of the AP. And let me just read a little bit of it to you verbatim. Republicans have already violated some of the vows they made in taking stewardship of the House. Their pledge to cut $100 billion from the budget in 1 year won't be kept. Now, here we are 6 days into new administrations by many congressmen. How do you deal with this type of media that just doesn't even give you the chance to basically get your feet wet?
Well, I think you'd simply people have to be a little patient. I'm confident it'll be done. The leadership seems determined to do that, and it's absolutely necessary for the future of the country that we cut this deficit. And I think that you'll see it done. In my own case, we have all the congressmen and women have voted to reduce their own budgets by 5%, saving some $35 million. It's not a ton of money by Washington standards, but it is. I think it's emblematic of their intentions, and it also forces Congress to start with themselves, which I think is wholly appropriate.
And what about the Republican move to repeal? I guess we'd call it Obamacare. Richard, is that simply symbolic? Is it the new class coming in and trying to show that they're going to shake things up, or is there a true feeling that this can and should be overhauled?
No, I think all of that. I think there may be some symbolism because it seems as though it's going to be impossible to get done, but it's not really. They believe that this bill needs to be repealed and that it is wildly expensive. Adds $310 billion to the deficit and $2,100 per family. And there's just a whole host of things that are wrong with it. It didn't do enough to improve health care, and it certainly didn't do anything to improve cost. And that's what they're trying to do. So I think they're trying to act on what they said, and they're limited to the authority that they have. The Senate is probably not going along, and certainly the president won't. Mm-hmm. But there is some symbolism, and I think there's also some reality to it. It's certainly a step that they're eager to take. But as you may know, it's been postponed for the week.
Right.
We won't be taking any votes on this week.
Mm-hmm. Right. As well, the president's visit to Schenectady has been postponed. That visit was set for yesterday, and of course,
that's right.
The shootings that won't be happening. Richard, you've got your new office set up in Utica?
Yes, we're furnished and we are staffed, and we are working hard to on the cases that were left undone, and we're still ongoing, and we're getting new cases every day. So, and we are open in Auburn, and we are open in Cortland, and we're going to be part time in Norwich and part time in Oneonta as soon as we can get those offices set up, but. Yeah, we're in great shape. All our phones are working, and we're fully staffed in Washington. And I think that I think we've done a great job of pulling everything together. Certainly, my staff has. I can't take credit for it. I've got a great chief of staff, and we've all worked hard together as a team to try to serve the people that we're paid to serve.
Richard, best of luck for you the next 2 years. We're going to let you go this morning, and I hope to check in with you again probably in about a month or so.
Call all you like. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Mike.